Husey and Kate catch up.
Hello, everyone. We're off on holidays at the moment. Oh, Husey, can you rub some suntan lotion on my back, please?
Absolutely. I'm not going too low, though.
No. I get very burnt between the legs. I understand.
Whoa. It's going to be professional. But we want to leave you with a little bit of Husey and Kate greatness.
Yes. Mm. We're coming back January 21. Put it in the diary.
But until then, enjoy some of our favourite bits from this year.
So, Katie, imagine if your three-year-old went missing like this.
Lisa Bennett found her three-year-old granddaughter in dense bushland. She'd been missing since yesterday afternoon on her grandfather's 10-acre property.
Can you imagine that? Grandma, how stressed out grandma would be.
Of course.
Your three-year-old granddaughter, your pride and joy.
Who you've been entrusted with.
Absolutely. Is gone for like overnight.
And your first thought is the dams.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. But you know what the granddaughter little Aurora needed? She needed a hero. She did. And then a
hero comes again?
Yes, a proper hero this time.
Was it me talking about my fridge shop?
Not your sniffles. Not your fridge sniffling shop. No, this is who the hero was.
Loyal cattle dog Max is 17, deaf and partially blind, but never left the toddler's side.
Oh, Max.
Not for one second did Max leave. Oh. More than that. Listen to Grandma Lisa as to what Max did.
When I got to the top, the dog came to me and led me straight to her.
Oh, Max.
We all...
16 hours, more than 16 hours. We stayed by her side.
We all wish we had a Max in our lives, but sadly, not many of us do.
No, most of us have got... How do you describe your dogs, Jack?
Arseholes?
Yes. Jack often comes into work and he goes, oh, you won't believe what the arsehole did yesterday. And I go, which one? The young arsehole or the old arsehole?
Yeah, well,
he's got two dogs.
It's crude language, but it's often descriptive.
Yes. And well, it's necessary.
I wondered, me and my wife actually wondered today whether our dog would do it.
No.
Whether Barkley would be able to do it. He might.
He might nip her. He's nippy.
Some dogs...
You don't know, though. You don't know till they're tested.
Exactly. So you'd like to think your dog will be like Max and not
like... But if all dogs were like Max...
Well, do the world be better, wouldn't it?
Well, the world would be better, but also we wouldn't have this song that went to the top of the pops.
Oh, right.
I'm just a regular dog with a regular job. I'm your average four-legged suburbanite slob. I like footballs and digging and chewing my ass. I like leaving giant poos on the outside terrace. My sticks and my biscuits, my kennel and bones. My paws on the table and licking my balls. I bite and I bark and I'll drive you insane. I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole.
So what we would like to do here is celebrate.
Yes.
The world. I mean, I can't believe we're doing this. But I tell you what, that dog in that song should be lucky that he's got something to lick, because not many male dogs have got them left. You know,
and there's still. Maybe we should call them bark holes.
Okay.
Is that nicer?
No, well, we've done it now.
Have we? All right. Who's got a dog that's an arsehole?
The arsehole's out of the bottle.
13, 10, 60. Have you got
what
a dog?
What do your dogs do?
Oh, God. Where do I start?
Remember when you had to go home because they'd eaten all the chocolate Easter eggs?
Well, that was partly my fault.
But they did nothing. Oh, we're not going to start that.
Don't feed
your dog chocolate.
No, but if
you do, don't panic.
No, take it to a vet.
All right. Not necessarily.
Oh, well, just come on.
Yeah. So you say you always wonder what they do if you like hurt yourself, because all these amazing stories. I fell down the stairs at home once. I was in so much agony and they didn't even move off the mat. One of them actually eventually came over and sniffed me and then just walked back to his bed.
Well, I mean,
it was like, you're not good to do.
They kept calm. They didn't panic. Scott, what's the story?
Yeah, one morning about 4 o'clock, my dog jumped on me back and peed all over me back.
My dog's an asshole.
Do that.
Was he drunk? What happened?
Why?
I do not have a clue. All I know is I woke up and it was like my back was warm. I'm like, you are crapping me.
Dog urine.
Oh, dear.
God.
Dear.
But was he sick or did he? Was it just a one?
No, he's
he wasn't even sick.
He's a bark hole.
He's a bark hole, yep. All right, Caitlin, give it to us.
My dog sued my brake lines twice in 6 months.
I mean, that is... that could kill you.
On your car?
On my car.
Your dog?
Yeah.
Yes, is trying to kill you.
Yeah, he's obviously a hitman. He's, I mean, is someone paying him?
Has that dog taken out an insurance policy on you, Caitlin?
He needs to.
Do you have a boyfriend or something or?
No, it's just me and my mum.
Just you and your mum.
What's
your
dog's name?
Kaiser.
Is there any way your mum would want you dead or not?
No.
No. So I mean, is anyone putting up to it? Is what I'm asking. Kaiser's just doing it on his own back.